Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com and a very special offer only for Keystone Kickoff listeners. Go to our app, Keystone Sports. There's a button where you could enter to win a free RV for the weekend of the first home game. It's great. All you do is drive to Happy Valley and there will be an RV prepped and ready for you for the weekend. Hurry and enter as we will be drawing our winner soon. Deadline to register is August 13th. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or you can call Mark at 800-519-8467. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Andy Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, let's start with our review of the news. Are you ready to roll, sir?
I'm ready. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I am good. Let's get started with this. We've been talking about Penn State recruiting now for a couple months. We had all the visits in June. We had all the commits in July. The end result of that, Andy, is Penn State's class of 2022 is now ranked number one in the country. Are you impressed?
No. Relax. No.
No.
No. No. And here's, I'm going to tell you why. Is it a really good class? Does it have great potential? Yes. Did James Franklin kill it in July? Abso-freaking-lutely. You know, was it unexpected for him to do that? If you know James and his recruiting abilities and the way he sort of works the room, no. But, I mean, this is simply a numbers game for them being number one. They have, you know, 24 verbal declarations. That's more than anybody else. And that matters. But, you know, you look at Clemson has like 12, but they have like 11, 4 and 5 stars out of 12. And they're ninth ranked in this class currently. Look, I still think this is a top 10 class. I still think it's a very good thing for Penn State. I think they finish in the lower end of the top 10 nationally. I think some of the star ratings might be adjusted a little bit. Maybe they pick up one of those guys, sort of maybe bumps into a lower 5-star rating. But if you look at across the table, they don't have a pure 5-star in the class right now. They have some very, very good players and some high-end 4-stars. But I just don't think it's going to be a top 4, top 3. You know, it's not going to end up there when the numbers shake out at the end. But it's still very good. But I'm not impressed that they're number one because it's just a numbers game.
Well, and you alluded to this, Andy, and here's something to understand with the rankings. Yes, quantity does come into play. And right now, Penn State is ahead of everybody with quantity. Also, what they do, each individual player has a rating. That's averaged out. So if you go by average player rating, currently, Penn State sits ninth. So that's probably a much better indicator of where they're going to finish. And there is absolutely, positively nothing wrong with the top 10 finish in recruiting. I believe James Franklin has had only one other top 10 class. So despite our qualifications here, you could be very happy with this recruiting class, right, Andy?
Absolutely should be very happy with the job James Franklin has done. After a very, very shaky effort in 2020 through the COVID and the pandemic, it just impacted him. So it's not a surprise he bounces back, but it's also impressive that the program and him and his staff bounce back in the recruiting front.
And this is also a bounce back after, as you said, not only a tough recruiting perhaps last 2 years, but also a 4-5 season last year. Part of the reason why this recruiting class is ranked number one is Ohio State lost one of their recruits for class of 22. In fact, they lost the number one player in the country for the class of 22. Why? Because he reclassified for the class of 21. which means this young man, his name is Quinn Ewers. He's a quarterback listed as the best player in the country in 22. By reclassifying to 21, he's now classified as the best player for the class of 21. And I'm segueing here, Andy, to the conversation. What the young man did was he reclassified, and this has happened a couple times before. There was a defensive back for North Carolina, I think his name was Tony Grimes, did it last year. So it does happen on occasion, but the reason for him doing it was name, image, and likeness. As the number one player in the country coming out of high school, he has a huge social media following. In Texas, in high school, you're not allowed to take advantage of name, image, and likeness. So the young man said, well, I'm going to reclassify, go to Ohio State, and I'm going to make my money. What
well,
do you think of that?
Well, the reclassification means he's skipping his senior year of high school, basically. Let's just say reclassification means forget high school my senior year. I'm done. Apparently, he was going to enroll early anyway, so he was in a position, apparently, to just skip the entire senior year of playing high school football and go to Ohio State. He enters an already crazy deep quarterback room. So in terms of opportunity at the position to play, I'm not sure that was relevant here. Or, you know, he's so far behind and there's so many other studs in that room trying to vie for the one job. I think he's, you know, it's an uphill battle there. This is name, image, and likeness and the opportunity to make some money. That's just simply bottom line. It's name, image, likeness, hashtag money.
And overall, I have no issue with that.
Go get yourself.
Right. If here's his two options. You stay in high school for your senior year, make zero money, or you start college a bit earlier, and you make $1 million. Andy, I sometimes ask you this question because you have a college-age son. If your son were put in that position, son, high school one more year, or $1 million and go to college, how do
What's
you advise
your decision?
Him?
What do you want to do? I want to go to college. Go to college and make your money. Good for you. That's I say it's an opportunity that might not come around again. Maybe, you know, name, image, and likeness gets a little more, you know, handle on it. Say this time next year, maybe it looks a little bit different. Who knows? We don't think so because it's the wild, wild west, but maybe it becomes a little more restrictive next year. And an incoming freshman like him might not have the opportunity. The opportunity is there. Go get it. If that's what you want, go get it. That's my advice. Good for you. And I say I have zero problem with it. Skipping your senior year of high school, entering a crazy full quarterback room in order to make some money, go for it.
Real quickly, on the other side of this is Ohio State. They do have three very highly regarded quarterbacks. They were all top 100 players. I think two of them were five-star. With freshman eligibility, two of them redshirt freshmen, one of them a true freshman, and they were going to compete in a three-way competition. They now have a fourth guy coming in who may ultimately be the alpha dog here. If you're Ryan Day, you've got a lot to sort out in your quarterback room. It will be interesting. I'm setting the over-under on number of quarterback transfers in the next 12 months at Ohio State at 2. So we shall see how that turns out. With training camp starting up on Friday, and we're going to talk more about that in quarter four, Andy, what we're also seeing are a lot of these season previews, projections. The fun thing that you and I like, and those of us who may like to wager a nickel or two on college football games and on the season, win totals, over-unders have been set. The win total for Penn State has been set at 9. I like it better when they do the half, so you have to pick one way or the other. Andy, Penn State, win total 9. Are you going over or under?
9 is the perfect number. I like the halves too, generally, but I think, you know, Penn State it could be a push, right? Like 9 to me is perfect, but I'm going to go 9 and take it off the table. So I'm going to play 9.5. Like, or, you know, it could even be 8.5. I don't, 9's a perfect number. I'd say 8-4 is more probable than 10-2 at this point. So I would go under, but that's based on preseason quarterback position. That's simply what my 8-4 is based on, is I don't know whether I'm getting 2020 Sean Clifford or a closer version to the 2019 version of Sean Clifford. I have an idea in my mind what I think it could be, but it's such a wild card that I think you have to ride 8-4 right now as opposed to 10-2 and take the over. But I think it's a perfect number. I think it's a great number, probably the best number in this group of Big Ten schools.
It probably is, with the number at 9. If it were set at 9.5, I'd go under. If it were set at 8.5, I'd go over. One of the things, and especially if you look at this from a national perspective, where Penn State's coming off of the season last year, but perhaps even more importantly, if you look at the schedule and where the variables are in a Big Ten schedule, one of them is, who are your crossover games, okay? There's a big difference between playing Illinois and playing Wisconsin. Well, guess what? This year, Penn State has Wisconsin and Iowa in their crossover games. The other variable is your out-of-conference schedule, which for a lot of teams, it's 3 cupcakes. In this instance, Penn State doesn't have 3 cupcakes. One of their games is against Auburn. That's a lot of games that I'll call a potential loss.
Yeah, well, they're 50-50 type games, right? Like, where are the team and how much of their talent shows up when? But yeah, they have a tricky hard schedule, and they'll embrace that. But it is, and so the odds go 8-4 for me.
And the other part to this, Andy, is again, last year was such a crazy season. Hard to take too much from it, but one of the things was that early first game loss to Indiana just set them in a bad mode for the rest of the year. This season, with again a new offensive coordinator, you have to travel to Wisconsin, and not they will, they already are the underdog for that Wisconsin game. That could really set the tone
just
for the
remember,
rest of the
season. Just remember, Wisconsin's Virginia Tech of the ACC. Why are they always overrated? I'm just saying that out loud. They're always overrated.
They are. You may say they're overrated, but that's definitely is a good team. All right, Andy, that's it for our news and notes in quarter one. Stick around. Tucker's Tape comes up next. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.